a day or two, thinking maybe it was time for me to make a move. Late night skyline, that's when it hit me. Well, I got to have me some of that New York City. Well, I was leaving San Diego in a Chevrolet van, out across the desert in the no man's land. I just love the West, you know it sure is pretty. But I got to have me some of that New York City. I've been away too long and I got the itch to do a little time in that East Coast niche. Some of that New York City. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
another dance, another drink, a small flirtation, dropping the name of your rich relation.
But nobody cares, they just wanna get high, while the young man's attention has just passed you by. Baby, to your new young lovers, way across town, sleeping undercover, make up your mind, or it's too late. But how are you thinking? Take it all away.
WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I am Eli Crippen, or the Dependent Variable, and I'm here, of course, with, once again, Jack the Juice.
I'm back.
He's back.
Like Jordan, after a year of baseball, I'm back.
You know, I don't get that reference, but...
Some people out there did.
And, you know, that's what's, they're having a laugh, and that's what we're going through.
That's what we strive for, I think.
That's our only goal.
Our goal is to play music that certain people really like and certain people really don't, and have commentary on it that always seems sort of scrapped together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of which, today we have a little special themed episode. See if you can figure out what it is from those first two songs already. If you haven't figured it out, it's probably going to become pretty apparent pretty quickly.
I texted you over break about this.
Yeah, we've been waiting to do this for a while.
I was driving, and the first song we played by Delbert McClinton was in a playlist. I was just randomly playing an old playlist I had made, and in my mind I was thinking, wow, what a great idea for the radio show. And I texted you, I think, almost immediately after, of course, I got out of the car and wasn't driving.
Right.
Because I obey the laws.
Oh.
And you were all for it. I mean,
yeah.
You being a New York resident.
You know, I love...
You do love your hometown.
I do love my hometown. I think it's the best state, but, you know, that's just
one man's opinion against others.
What did we just hear, Jack?
Oh, the songs we just heard, New York City by Delbert McClinton, which is the song that inspired...
Mm-hmm. It's where it all started.
And then New York Dream by the Doobie Brothers. I have to be honest, I haven't listened to the Doobie Brothers a lot in a long time.
Yeah.
But it was refreshing to kind of go back and really take a deep dive into a lot of the artists in my in my library on Google Music.
Mm, that's my favorite.
I just like find these songs. And you came through really greatly with about half of these 10 minutes ago, which was perfect.
It's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week. It's been a long 2 months, Eli. It's
it
been
really
a long
has.
2 months.
It has.
We can all agree on that.
Definitely.
You want to jump back to?
Yes.
Let's keep this theme rolling. It is. I think a man that is quintessentially New York. I have to imagine. I can't think of anyone else who's more New York than John Lennon. This is the song.
traveled through the city on a 4th of July. Had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rapper who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue Way, had a tall on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. That would fit in the folds of my wallet and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose it on a loop of the face. When I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house and the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. But honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you, New York. Hell, I still love you, New York. New York. I remember Christmas in the blistering cold in the church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life, as we left before we had to go. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. Sweep a sheet, so thing out the door. I'll always be thinking of you. I'll always love you, though, New York. I'll always love you, though, New York. I'll always love you, though, New York. New York, New York.
New York City by John Lennon. Quintessential New York band. Followed by Whitestone City Limits by Jesse Malin, which is another quintessential New York man. I don't know if you... my mom is from the Whitestone, Queens, that greater area.
Yeah.
And my grandparents moved out of there. But this guy is also Jesse Malin from Whitestone, so he owns a bunch of restaurants down there.
Really?
Yeah. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I've never met him. I have to imagine he's pretty cool.
Can't tell.
He's a rock star and owns restaurants and seems to have his life together.
That's pretty...
Which is more than I have. And then finally, New York, New York by Ryan Adams.
Mm.
One of my personal favorite artists. So tonight, for anyone listening and in the greater Easton, Lafayette College community area. I don't know how you're in that area, but, you know, we'll go with it.
What?
At 9 p.m., Dr. Kirk O'Riordan has Maestro Live.
Very exciting.
A live rendition of his techno, I believe it's called Techno Pop Classical Contemporary Music album, Maestro, on the main stage of Williams. And I will be attending. I assume many won't, but I'd still like to put it out there.
If you're interested.
If you're interested. Make your way down to the Williams Arts Center.
I think it's going to be really interesting.
I mean, I've been talking to Kevin about this for a long time. Kevin and I are really excited.
Yeah.
My entire first-year seminar group, who indulged Kirk Arudin's presence three times a week for 50 minutes a pay period for an entire semester. I expect everyone to be there. If anybody isn't there, I'm going to have a distinct problem. I'm going to be writing a strongly worded letter.
Very. And long.
A long, strongly,
long,
worded,
strongly worded letter.
Long, strongly worded letter. But last week, there was another show that was actually sold. I don't believe tonight's show is going to be sold out, but last week's show was.
Last week was. I wanted to go, but I didn't have any tickets.
So, for anyone that listened last week, you would know I wasn't here. I was part of the house band in a Baroque dance class for 7 hours.
Which I heard actually went very well, despite being incredibly long.
I have to recommend to anyone that if it comes back, just to get a group of friends together.
And go.
And go, because it's just a lot of fun. Because you just, it's, if you think, if you've seen the Titanic, that scene where they go down into, like, the bowels of the ship, and they're all dancing, like, Irish jigs and stuff like that. It's that kind of dancing.
Really?
Just without a lot of the alcohol.
I guess when I hear Baroque, I sort of imagine, like, ballroom?
It's a little bit more formal than like the Irish jig, but there still are Baroque jigs and slip jigs, and it's a little bit formal, but at the same time, they're very fun and supposed to be very lighthearted dances.
Wasn't the instructor also like incredibly qualified?
The instructor was a very flamboyant German man who seemingly is the end-all be-all Baroque dance instructor. I don't think that there's any performance that goes through North America and Europe, at the very least, that he doesn't have a hand in. He was a pleasure to work with, I have to be honest. He was... I don't think he knew how to speak English. The only things he knew how to say were how to slight the French.
In English.
And other than that, nothing else. And, you know, it set the tone early that this was going to be a good afternoon.
It's a good afternoon.
It was a good, funny afternoon.
I'm upset that I couldn't go.
Well, you had... I don't even... What you were doing last... I swear, I don't... You were away. You're like, oh, I have a makeup lab. It'll take not that long
Christian,
at all.
Christian and I, my roommate Christian and I, had to make up a lab for the ECE class that we're taking, the electrical engineering class. We're analyzing circuits. And there's a 3-hour lab every Tuesday at 8 in the morning, which is really just a joy to wake up for and go to.
I love nothing more than my 8 a.m. stats class.
No, they're great.
When I wake up, I just want to see Ching Lu so bad. I leap out of bed. I give Leander
really
a high five on the way out
yeah.
the door.
Yeah. No, it's good. Unfortunately, though, the labs take longer than the 3 hours that we're given. So Christian and I decided that we were going to try and make up some of the time that we'd lost over a couple weeks. You know, we were about like a lab and a half behind.
Unbelievable students.
I know. So we went and we figured, you know, we're only a lab behind, so it'll take us like 3 hours. We'll be in and out pretty quickly. But no. No, we were in there for 7 hours. I feel like
you
I
were
left
in there for too long.
We left our room at 4 and we didn't come back until 11.
10:30, 11
at night.
I couldn't think of a better way to spend a Saturday afternoon, if I'm being honest.
I got like the nice, you know, hourly message from Jack asking where I was.
It was not hourly.
It was almost hourly.
It was almost hourly. I mean, Kevin was here. You know, I don't know if you gave this to Kevin.
Oh, I never got to see Kevin.
Kevin's girlfriend visited
Kevin's
Jessica.
Girlfriend was visiting.
It was their 1-year anniversary. Oh. Very, very large congratulations.
I miss Jessica.
Well-being to them. But they were around. And they were like, where's Eli? Where's Christian?
At lab. How long are they going to be there?
You know,
no one knows.
When it's a Saturday at 9:30... And I say that you're at lab.
It really
makes
questions.
Me sound
it does.
Like a liar. And I'm not a liar.
No. Now I feel like Jessica, she thinks we're trying to avoid her. That's terrible.
But we do go to Philly this year, so I guess.
That's also true.
I guess it was okay.
It was pretty good.
We paid it forward in some ways.
We tried.
All right. Let's hop back to some music here. Got some more themed songs.
We do. Right now we're going to have Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
its move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made away from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching the hours, though we live on the US dollar. No future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
And realize
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar. Welcome back. That was just Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend, Glad Tidings by Van Morrison, and Empire State by Fleetwood Mac. And now, a PSA.
This is from the American Red Cross. The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. We were just talking about this, actually.
We were. There's a blood shortage in New York.
Big blood shortage in New York right now. Mm-hmm. So, ironically, very topical with this show. That we just did that PSA. Anyways, another PSA, I believe you have.
Another PSA. This is from Rain. Every 98 seconds, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. You can chat online with someone who is trained to help through a secure, confidential platform. Visit rain.org to chat with someone who is trained to help. That's rainn.org.
Beautiful.
All right.
Let's get right back to some music. This next song, I assure you, is still on theme. It's without any other way of putting it, it's the theme from the critically acclaimed movie Midnight Cowboy.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and staring, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me.
Oh, your honesty shine, shine, shine now.
What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do. what you do to me.
That was Just Everybody's Talking by Harry Nilsson, and then that was followed by The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel, and then that right there that we just played was Hey There Delilah by Plain White Tees, which I was very proud of for finding as a New York song, because I think they only say New York in it
once or twice. No, those three were, you know. I mean, I guess Simon and Garfunkel said it a little bit more, but those were a lot more subtle songs. If you don't know Everybody's Talking at Me, you know, where that comes from, then you have no idea why it's in this playlist. But if you are familiar with the cinematic masterpiece that is Midnight Cowboy, you understand why that's on there. It was a good playlist. I like this. I like the New York theme. For those of you that didn't pick up on it,
I would be surprised if
I would be really surprised considering most of the songs had the title
of
New York. But it was a good playlist.
Yeah, but I mean, to our listeners out there, tell us
what themes you'd like. There's the Instagram.
We have an Instagram.
The handle I don't remember.
Something?
I think it's the Juice Bar on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Could be.
With periods in between where the spaces should
be. Yes, it is the.juice.bar.on.104.9.
It's a mouthful. It is a mouthful. But if you have any suggestions, you can reach out to us on there. Or if not, we'll just keep coming up with things. I think we have some ideas.
Yeah.
Some ideas coming down the pike.
Couple. We're working on it.
For now, I think this is where the show ends. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am the Juice. You are the dependent variable, Eli Crippen.
As always.
Love you, brother. Love you. We have one last song, and I said John Lennon's quintessentially New York, but I really think that Billy Joel probably takes the cake on being quintessentially New York. And this was the one song that I think you said I want to put Miami 2017, and I said it's already on there. We both agreed without even saying anything that this was the song. And
yeah, he has a lot of songs about New York.
He has a lot of songs about New York.
This is the one.
This is the my personal favorite.
I'd agree.
This is off of the album Songs in the Attic. It's a live version, but my personal favorite. So until next week, thank you very, very much for listening. And just have a wonderful week.
I've seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State lay low. Life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down and drove. Yes.
up for free. They said the queens could stay. They blew the Bronx away. Ago, before we all lived here in Florida, before the mafia took over Mexico, there are not many who remember. They say a handful still survive.